Hi, folks. Bob Main here with another episode of your weekly Handgun World podcast. I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop. Well, this is episode number 291. This is going to be a brief episode. I'm just going to cover some voicemails. I had three voicemails recently come in, and that's pretty much going to be it. It's the first week of August 2014, and I have been spending most of the week out of town, and I've been attending a national sales meeting for my employer. And then by the time this podcast releases, which is on Sunday, I'll be traveling back and coming home from Beyond Concealed Carry with Glenn Tate that Ben and I are teaching up in Seattle, up in the Squim, Washington area. So it's been a busy, busy week with only about 24 hours that I've had all week to be at home. So hopefully you can understand that this is not your typical episode, and I appreciate your understanding on that. So for this 291st episode, I have three voicemails that have come in. So let's get started with the first one. This is from Steve.
Hi, Bob. My name is Steve. Oh, as a fellow cancer fighter, I had the exact same cancer that you have now. Just a word of encouragement. You can't fight it. You can win. I fought it. I've been clean for 4 years now. Just don't give up. Keep your faith. It can happen. It will happen. I also new to the gun area, I guess you could say. I'm a fairly new concealed carry. Been shooting for a little over a year. I now have my 16-year-old boy shooting. We shoot IDPA a couple times a month. Just basically wanted to leave a word of encouragement for you. Don't give up the fight. Don't give up the hope. You can and you will beat this. God bless you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. You know, like I said last week, every time you folks either leave me a voicemail like this or you send me an email, it's very encouraging, very uplifting. It does help me. Thank you very much. I got to admit, sometimes it's a little hard to stay positive, but you folks are doing a great job of helping me. You and my family are helping me stay real positive. Steve, I want to congratulate you for being new to conceal carry, and being new, sounds like you're doing some shooting sports because you mentioned IDPA. I love getting messages like this from new shooters. I think it's great. I think the more new shooters that we bring in, the more new conceal carriers and the more new shooters, the easier it's going to be for us to continue to maintain and make progress for our gun rights in the future. Would you agree? I hope you do. I think that's important. I think we need to constantly be trying to introduce people either to the shooting sports or to conceal carry or both, or to training classes, or just taking them to the range, even just, you know, on a Saturday afternoon or something like that, or a Sunday afternoon, say, hey, you know what, let's go have some fun. Just offer to pay for their range fees. You know, just get them out there and get them shooting. It's an amazing transformation that takes place in people. You know, they might be fence sitters on the gun rights argument. And, you know, the best way to get a fence sitter off the fence is to take them shooting. I think you'll find that 95% of the time they'll start to warm up much more to the idea of guns. So, Steve, thank you very much. All right, this next one comes from Matt.
Hi, Bob. My name is Matt from California, and I have a comment, or I guess more of a question, in regard to the First Impression show that you just did a while ago. I was wondering what your thoughts are on the Carr CW9. You know, I've been looking at the M&P Shield, considering getting one, and out here in California, our options are pretty limited with the roster, but the CW9 is on the roster, and it looks to me like it's, you know, a pretty reasonable competitor to the Shield. It's about the same dimensions. When I've held it, I think it feels a little more comfortable to me than the Shield. But I've never shot either one of them. When I dry fire the Shield, I'm not too wild about the trigger. It seems like it's a pretty hard wall to get it to break. But I realize, I guess, that might break in after a while. So anyway, just wondering what your thoughts are. It seems like you're a Carr fan, but I've never really heard you talk about the CW9. So, and also, it's quite a bit cheaper than the Shield, and so that has some appeal to me. Anyway, keep up the great work and look forward to your comments. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, I am a big fan of car pistols. You know, a lot of this just depends on what's going to fit your hand better. I have both. I have a Carr PM9 and I have a Smith & Wesson Shield 9mm. The C series of guns, you're talking about the CW9 and now there's also a CM9. They're great guns. I think they're one of the best values for the money for a concealed carry pistol that you can buy right now. And the reason I say that is because, you know, they're less expensive than the P series of car pistols. You know, the barrel supposedly is not a match grade barrel, although I'm not quite so sure how much of a difference that makes. You know, and they don't have some of the fancy etching on the slide and things like that. But you have the same pistol, you have the same trigger, which I still think that when it comes to a double action only pistol, it's really tough to beat the Carr Arms triggers. It just really is. I have not yet been able to shoot a double action pistol that I like better, a double action only gun better than the Carr Arms pistols. So, Matt, I would say, you know, if the CW9, if that's in your price range and it fits your hand better and you like it, get it. I'm a big proponent of getting what you like, but I definitely like the Carr Arms series of guns, and the CW9, CM9, I think are terrific values. Now, Matt, in full disclosure, I've never shot any of the C series of Carr pistols. So, again, I don't like to give real detailed reviews on guns if I haven't shot them. But I have shot the Carr P series of pistols, and it just doesn't seem to me. I have dry fired the C series guns, and they don't seem to be very much different at all. High quality stuff that I think Carr makes. They've improved their magazines. I don't have any problems anymore with any of their magazines. So get it. It's really a bummer, isn't it, out there in California that you have a specified list of guns. The state of California, the government out there gets to tell you what guns you're allowed to own, huh? Well, you know what? I just hope that you guys out in California get more lenient concealed carry laws. And, you know, that's the main thing. But it sure would be nice if you guys could do something out there about that approved gun list. I mean, you know, they're either going to allow you to have guns and carry or they're not. It's just that kind of is a bummer, in my opinion. And speaking of California, folks, don't forget about the class that I'm doing out there. I'm teaching Beyond Concealed Carry in Northern California on Saturday, October 18th at the San Joaquin Gun Club, not too far from Stockton, California. So sign-ups have already begun, and I can tell you that Scott Sylvester, I interviewed him recently. He's the owner and the trainer, the chief trainer at One Weapon, Any Tool. He is going to be helping me out with that class and also officially hosting it, and I'm probably going to be interviewing the range owner pretty soon as well. So look for that coming up. But Beyond Concealed Carry, check that out. So all you California people out there that have pistols, whether you have a permit to carry them or not, this course will make you a better shooter. I'm teaching Beyond Concealed Carry on October 18th. You can register for that at handgunworld.com. Okay, I'm going to play another voicemail soon, but let's take a quick break and a quick announcement.
An exciting training opportunity is coming to Sioux Falls on May 16th and 17th, 2015, Beyond Concealed Carry Enhanced. This 16-hour course is designed for the concealed carrier who is slightly more advanced but has never had any formal training outside of the CCW course. We start with the basics of handgun safety and marksmanship and quickly progress to some basic dynamic movement and defensive scenarios. Some scenarios would include shooting from cover and proper use of cover, shooting on the move, shooting steel on the move, defending hallways, one-handed shooting, the art of making hits quickly out of the holster, shooting a hostage taker, and more. You will shoot a minimum of 500 rounds of ammunition. Bring a quality handgun with at least 3 magazines, holster, belt, and magazine pouches. Revolvers and .22 caliber pistols are welcome. Both Bob and Ben are NRA certified pistol instructors and have been for several years. Bob has been the host of the Handgun World podcast for 4 years and has over 120 hours of training under his belt. Ben has several years of Marine combat experience and several years of carrying a gun as an armored car driver. This class will be held in Sioux Falls May 16th and 17th, 2015 from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. both days. Cost is $350 per person or sign up by December 31st and save $50. Look for the training link link at handgunworld.com.
All right, Ben and I are real excited, even though that's a long way off, even though that's not till May of 2015. We're really excited about going up to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So for all of you up in the upper Midwest, and you've been wanting to train with me and with Ben, you know, if you're within a reasonable driving distance, get signed up for that class. Those signups have also started, and people are already taking advantage of the $50 discount. Okay, the next voicemail comes from Dan Vamus. He is the host of the Homestead Dividends podcast, and he called in a nice voicemail. Here you go.
Hi, Bob. This is Dan Vamus. There's not a question involved with this, just a comment and a thank you. First of all, Bob, I just wanted to say, and to the listeners out there, if you're new, Bob is a true gentleman and a class act, and we are blessed to have this guy take this time out of his busy life with all that he's got going on to put this wonderful podcast together and deliver it week after week. Bob, thank you so much. And then secondly, Bob, you know, before your podcast, when I was just listening to your survival podcast, I had no interest in guns whatsoever. And I gave your Handgun World podcast show a try. And because I had somewhat of a relationship with you listening to you on the other show, you know, I gave it a shot. And I'm so glad that I have. I've learned so much from your show. I've gotten an encyclopedia or compendium's worth of information and education through your podcast. Not everything I agree with, and that's what's wonderful is that you know, you encourage us to think for ourselves and make us independent. And I just wanted to say thank you, Bob. You just do a tremendous job and a tremendous service. And, you know, you do this for free. And being a podcaster, I know the kind of work and effort that goes into podcasting. Thank you so much. And keep up the great work. God bless. Hope all is going well with you and your family. And you're in our thoughts and prayers. But thank you again for being such a great guy and a class act. Talk to you soon.
Well, thank you, Dan. You see, emails and voicemails like these, that's why I do this. That's what's satisfying. I never ask for any of these voicemails or emails like this that come to me. I don't ask. People just call them in or they email. And I can tell you that it's so gratifying. And that's why I always say, if you guys keep listening, I'm just going to keep doing these. And, you know, I'm about ready here to close the show, but here's what I want to say. Do me a favor. There's a few things I'd like you to do. If you have never given my show an iTunes review, if you do use iTunes to listen to this podcast, why don't you head on over there and go to use the search function and search Handgun World Podcast and drop me an iTunes review. I want to say something to someone that just recently gave me a review. He goes by Jarhead. That's what he put on there, Jarhead. I just want to say, Jarhead, get a life. That's all I want to say. Get a life, dude. you know, you can read it. You can go over there to the iTunes section and you can read that. But, you know, let me know honestly what you think about my show. That would be great. Don't forget about my Amazon store. If you want to support the show, I don't run a bunch of commercials on this show. I don't have paid sponsors and I don't play ads about, you know, products that you might not want to buy anyway. But if you are going to make a purchase on Amazon, would you go to handgunworld.com first? And then click where it says Amazon store and make your purchase through my Amazon link. That helps. A lot of people do that. That helps pay for the show, helps pay for the efforts and so forth. It's a great way for you to help support the show. And you're not spending any extra money because you were going to buy something on Amazon. Anyway, I'd appreciate that. All the class listings, you can find them at handgunworld.com. Next week, first of all, you're probably going to hear some interview material with Glenn Tate and also Joe at Fort Discovery, the range owner. I plan on putting the microphone in front of both of their faces and getting them to talk about some subjects while we're there. And I think Ben and I are probably going to, you know, have some things to talk about too, either on the way up there or while we're there or on the way back and so forth, since we're going to have a lot of traveling time. So either next week or for the next couple weeks, you're probably going to hear some pretty good interview material from that class that we're doing out there. I can't believe it's here already. It's amazing. You know, it seems like it was just a couple months ago when we started taking reservations, but I think it was back like in December or something like that, December of last year, and it was sold out like in just a couple of months. So anyway, folks, sorry about the short show here, but because of my busy week, I think you can understand. I'm Bob Main. Thanks for listening to another episode of your weekly Handgun World podcast. I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop. And don't forget that the loudest sound a shooter hears is a bang when he's expecting a click, or a click when he's expecting a bang. Jesus is Lord, and I will talk to you next week. Goodbye.